Better Listen presents Claiming Your Greatness with Marianne Williamson.
Okay, let's do our thing. Together we take a deep breath. We close our eyes. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. And we watch this light as it begins to grow, larger and larger, until now it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. And we see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit as well by this same beautiful golden light. And here we are, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together, all of our experiences and relationships of one another, to Him. And we pray that His holiest Spirit be upon us, lifting us above and beyond all thoughts of limitation and sorrow and despair, to the endless love and inner peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Together, we all say, Amen. Years ago, I used to spend a lot of time at the Bodhi tree, as I'm sure a lot of us did, which, for those of you who are not in Los Angeles, was... And whenever I would go to the greeting card section, they always had great greeting cards in addition to great books. But whenever I would look at these real New Agey looking cards that were so pastel, and I always thought, a little too much pink, little too much turquoise, little too much gold, you know, it's just a little too pretty, until I saw the pictures from the Hubble telescope. Because when the pictures from the Hubble telescope came out, those greeting cards were absolutely accurate. And my thoughts of, isn't that just a little too much pastel, turned to, how did they know? How was it that those artists on those New Age greeting cards had it so completely correct? I mean, if you look at those pictures from the Hubble telescope, they look like a New Agey greeting card. Well, what I want to talk to you about tonight is, do you call it a place? Do you call it a space? Do you call it an energy? Do you call it a quantum field? Do you call it the energies of the uncreated? Do you call it the Christ? Do you call it the Buddha mind? Do you call it the burning bush? That's something which is beyond all things. And that something which is beyond all things is who you are. So when you look at those greeting cards and those pictures, just like the greeting cards that showed this pastel panoply was exactly what the Hubble telescope looks like, when we see pictures, pictorial representations of a body within a body within a body and all this light streaming out and chakras and all of that, that's pretty accurate. Because the Course in Miracles makes it clear that what we see with our physical eyes is just one level of reality. In fact, it's not even the level of ultimate reality. And beyond that, there is that no thing beyond all things which is ultimate reality. We see pictures, we read poetry, all the great religious systems speak to it in one way or the other. All the great spiritual philosophies in some way speak to it. And A Course in Miracles, like other paths, is actually a way to achieve a psychological, spiritual, and emotional alignment with that which is our ultimate reality. Why does that matter? Well, you know, in the story of the Exodus, when Moses was told by God to tell the Pharaoh, let my people go, Pharaoh said, no. And Moses went and said, God, I talked to him like you told me to, and he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?